Happy Monday, Alex.
Happy Monday, Roy.
Today is my favorite podcast, the best podcast, because we have our first guest, hey! Alexis Lemire, everybody.
She is a singer, dancer sometimes. I've seen you dance. A dancer?
I think I'm an actress first.
A professional actress. Yes. Go watch this on Netflix. It's right there. You see it?
It's right there.
The half of it.
Yeah, the half of it. Go watch that. And my girlfriend / fiance, which means pre-fiance. Yes, because we're not just boyfriend girlfriend, we're fiancés.
Pre.
Yeah.
You talk about it.
We're more than dating, but we're not engaged.
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk
about it. Before we get started, this is your first podcast?
With you.
Okay, this is our first podcast together. Uh-oh. And we're going to get deep into some stuff. We're going to talk about our relationship, how it started, our biggest fights, all this stuff. So, before this commences, let's have a handshake, gentleman / lady agreement, that we will not fight or about anything that is said in this podcast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, done.
Okay.
Okay, we're clear.
Cool. All right. You're good, right?
I think so. I think we're clear. We're good and clear to go. So
here we go. Dump your trauma on me again. I thought we were over this, Alex.
No, make some space.
You said, hey,
the rest of your head.
Hey, I'm the other dumpster.
Yeah, for him, I'm here to listen.
I'm here for you. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm so excited to know more about you, Alexis, and you two as a couple, and how you deal with Alex
and his farts.
Yeah. All right. How was that? How's Alex? How's dating Alex? Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Stinky.
What?
My question is, every time I see Alex, he farts at least 5 times a day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he farts more with you. How do you deal with his farts?
I just feel like sometimes I don't even like notice it anymore. It's almost like the air you breathe.
So you're immune to it?
I think so.
It is the air she breathes.
It is.
She likes it.
Yeah.
How do you like your farts?
Sometimes I fart and she's like, oh, that was a good one, baby. Good job.
Why do you fart so much?
I don't know. I feel like I just don't have a tight sphincter. Just kind of seeps out. Sometimes I fart. I don't even know. I just smell. And then everybody's like, who's that? I was like, could have been me. I'm not sure, but high probability.
You ever tried Kegel exercises?
No, because then it's going to stop them.
No, that's good.
Why?
That's good. What do you mean, why?
I only fart like... pretty much everywhere.
He farts a lot.
Dude, we, for you viewers and listeners, we would be filming. Alex would fart and he would literally just pause production for like 15 minutes.
No, the other day, he cleared a room.
Huh?
He cleared a room. Like everybody was like, we gotta go.
I thought this was about Alexis. How is it bashing Alex out?
Well, it is about Alexis. I want to know how she deals with your farts.
You know, I just deal with it.
Why don't you ask me how I deal with her farts?
Do you fart?
Sometimes.
Yesterday, her stomach was growling. And she's like, I feel like my stomach hurts. And I was like, maybe you gotta fart. And she's like, how do I fart? So I remembered a TikTok I watched where they made babies fart. And I did that to her. I did the whole moving her legs back and forth and like scrunching her to make her fart.
But then I kept laughing. So then we had to like take a break because it was but I couldn't stop laughing. So then it kept going away.
And it happened.
And then it happened.
It happened. It had volume, but it didn't have scent.
Alex! You just farted, y'all.
I was trying to give you an example. That was a perfect tone of what happened with her.
We're going to have to pause production to clear the room.
No, we don't.
You know how?
We don't.
No, you know
that doesn't happen all the time.
Directly after it happened, he literally put his face next to my butthole and tried to smell it, but there was no smell.
There's nothing.
Oh, true love.
I was like, trying to lick the air.
He did.
Trying to like get any hint of it. And
I feel
couldn't.
He's not sure if we're serious or not, but we're doing
I know,
serious.
I'm pretty sure you're serious.
I know, yeah.
He would do that. Alex is
I put
pretty,
my face right up in there.
He did.
I was trying to.
You're so interesting.
I feel like it just brings us closer. What else could happen?
No, that's good. I love that.
So if we ever get in a lineup and they're like, I have to like identify her by farts, I can do it.
No, that's not going to happen. And when will that happen in your life?
You never know, man. There's a lot of universes out there.
Anyways.
All right, well. So you guys, you two have been dating for...
Almost 2 years.
Two years.
Almost.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We up there. You know what else happened 2 years ago? What? My first boxing match.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really?
I just got notified like a week ago. It was like 2 years since my boxing match. I was like, whoa, I thought that was like 3 years ago.
Versus Deji?
Yeah.
Whoa.
We started talking like a couple, maybe like a week or two after that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did too. Yeah. With Alex? Yeah. That's when I re-entered back into his life.
I sensed it.
So you're competing. He's farting! He's farting!
Hey, you guys!
Alex!
You guys!
You want to just pause?
That was when?
You want to
know? What is Chick-fil-A, man?
Alex!
It was Chick-fil-A!
You that wanna was a pause bad too? So you want to go take a shit?
I don't know what's going on. I should go to the doctor.
What's wrong? Are you nervous?
No.
That was a bad one.
That was
loud.
I am a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because what, like, this is on camera, like, and it's not scripted, so, like, what if I say something wrong? Or I'm like, ooh, it could happen.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, but what if you're the one that gets mad?
Huh?
I don't know. What if I'm like, oh, man, I had this other best friend, and you're like,
eh. We'll be fine.
Okay.
We'll be fine. So, yeah, as I was saying, I was trying to talk to him at the same time you were.
Yeah.
But then we went to his birthday party. That's where I met you.
Yeah.
His 31st?
32nd.
Birthday
Yeah, because my 32nd, 34th is coming up.
33rd and yeah. Then 34th.
I was like, who's this girl trying to talk to Alex? I'm trying to talk to Alex.
Yeah, then
he's
we
like,
battled.
I'm trying to get with him first.
We battled.
Yeah.
From there on out, it's been a battle.
This is my work wife.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But that's my wife, so.
Oh, yeah. She's my wife, too.
Yeah.
That's nice. Oh, wow.
See, yeah. We share wives.
We share wives and...
husbands.
You're my husbands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So okay. I guess we'll go back to the beginning. How did you two meet?
That's a you question.
Yeah. Who knows it better?
I think we have different, like, sort of timeline/definitions of when we officially met. Because I technically, I don't know if we ever officially met at this time, but he actually played basketball with an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Ooh.
It was a celebrity basketball league.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I remember for the first time, he was playing basketball and he was with a different girl at the time. But I just remember his fans were just like super crazy. And like anytime his name would be called, people would freak out. And I was like, who is this dude? Like, and then I thought he was so annoying.
It wasn't my fault.
I thought he was such a little showboat. And I was like, oh, look at this guy. He's just trying to make the crowd scream every 5 seconds. I was like, oh, who is this dude? And I truly had no idea. I was like, why is this guy so popular? Like, who is this person? And then I don't remember seeing you after that. And then we met again.
Like, how long after? Like, years?
A few years. Yeah. I think that was probably, like, 2016.
Oh, wow.
And then we met again in 2019?
Yeah.
Or 2019. Yeah. At his now sister-in-law's house.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I saw her there, and I was like, oh, that's that girl I saw one time at a basketball game years ago. And I just recognized her right away. I was like, whoa, what is she doing here?
Oh. Yeah. So you, like, she caught your eye.
Yeah, but I've been
I know.
I've been to the twins' house like so many times, so I thought the same people were going to be there, and then you came with Franny?
I came with Franny. Yeah. I'd never been.
Did you know the twins?
I didn't know the twins yet, and so she just brought me and was like, hey, do you want to... It was far, so she was like, do you want to just come with me and like take the ride with me to this little like pool party? And I was like, sure, why not? And then he was there, but I was in a different relationship at the time, and he caught me on his vlog, and I didn't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
And
I used that to slide her in DMs.
He did.
Wait, why? What'd you?
Because I was vlogging with Franny, I think, and then she walked in the background, and she was like, and she saw the camera, she's like, got a blast, and she ran away.
Yeah, they ran out
so then I didn't put that in the vlog, but I clipped it and sent it to her and said LOL to start a conversation.
Yeah.
And then yeah.
Then from there, we sort of ran into each other here and there, but I was in a relationship and then he was in a relationship and we were, I thought we were friends. He says that we were not friends, but I thought we were friends. So I just,
how were we friends?
I don't know. I just would like, we were like mutuals. Like I would see you out at like certain little get togethers. I would say hi, I'd give you a hug. I thought we were friends. We followed each other and I just didn't really think anything of it. And then,
yeah. You didn't think she was your friend?
Well, we just never hung out before.
Oh.
Like, I maybe saw her like 3 times in a group setting but rarely talked. But we DM'd sometimes. That was the extent of our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So we DM sometimes, and I would try to throw a flirty thing in there, and she'd be like, "Oh, my boyfriend loves that show," and I'm like, "Oh,
I'm loyal."
She was loyal. She was very loyal.
I'm very loyal.
Every time I would slide something in there, like not anything aggressive, it would just be like, "Oh, I love The Office. We have so much in common." She's like, "Oh, my boyfriend has that in common too."
I'm loyal.
Yeah, no, it's good. No, you caught it.
At
You're
least
like, hey.
You know, like yeah. you know, when you're yeah. with me, like. When I'm with you, that's like that's all I see. Is yeah. I see yeah, I see yeah. that person that I'm with, and so, yeah. So I thought we were friends, and then he unfollowed me.
Why'd you unfollow her? Oh, because it's because, yeah. Why did you unfollow her?
Because I liked her. It was obvious I liked her. We were like DMing on and off for like a year or something.
He would swipe up on something, and I would just say something nice back. That's like really the extent of it. But he would.
She would start sometimes, but it was very platonic. But she would message me sometimes and be like, "Oh, what? How would you think of that movie? I loved it." Like that, if I went to a movie or something.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember this, but
it was never anything bad. Yeah. But it was more like a friend. You're just checking up on a friend.
Yeah.
So I unfollowed her.
Yeah.
And she messaged me and said, "Why did you unfollow me?" And I hit her with this line. And after this line, I didn't talk to her again for years.
How did you know he unfollowed you?
Well, he was one of always like the first names that would pop up on like my stories and
Probably
stuff.
Alex,
oh.
And so I just noticed that he was, I don't know how quickly I noticed, but yeah. I definitely noticed at one point. I was like, oh, and then I think I still followed you. So I like saw you posted something, but then I was like, I don't think he's like seen any of my stuff. And so I like went on his profile and went to the following thing and he wasn't following me anymore. And I was oh. like,
yep. So she said,
I was like, whoa.
Why are you not following me? I said,
what do you say?
I can't risk falling for somebody that's not going to catch me. Didn't talk to her again for ever.
Like two years after
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
we didn't speak. Yeah.
Was that sincere?
Yeah.
Or it was just more like.
No, that was true. But also I was like, I'm going to leave her with a line that she's never going to forget. After I thought of that line, I was like, "Oh, how is that not in a song? That's a great line." I'm not gonna risk.
When was this? Someone. What year was this? When you?
I don't remember,
her?
But we didn't talk again for like two more years.
Yeah.
And then, when did the bird thing happen? Was that before or after?
After what?
I unfollowed you.
I think that might have been. I think that was. I don't know.
I think it was after.
After you unfollowed me?
Yeah, unfollowed her. Maybe a year goes by.
Yeah.
She posts something about her aunt's bird needs medical attention and they had a GoFundMe. And I was like, I haven't talked to her in a while. Let me donate for this bird. So I donated for the bird anonymously.
Anonymously. Yeah. Also, a lot of money.
How much did
a
he
A lot.
Give
he donated
you?
A grand. $1,000 for a bird for a girl that he barely knew.
And unfollowed. Aww.
And unfollowed.
Well, I was gonna leave less, but then I was like, oh, there's only 1,000 more until the GoFundMe's full. I was like, I'll just do that.
And I didn't know who it was. My aunt called me crying and was Aww. Like, I think one of your friends donated money. And I was like, one of my friends, like, how much did they donate? And she was crying. I was like, are you okay? She was like, they donated $1,000. Like, I met my goal. And I was just like, oh, do you know who did it? And she said, no, it was anonymous. And I said, okay, well, if you figure it out, let me know. Mm-hmm. And somehow she figured it out and was like, do you know a guy named Wasabi? I was like, yes. Yes, I do. In fact, know a man named Wasabi.
Okay.
And so I ended up just messaging him and thanking him. But at the time, I was still in a relationship. And so I was kind of walking on eggshells a little bit because I was like, the last thing I wanted was like my partner at the yeah. time to find out that this guy just like he would be like, why did this random guy just donate $1,000? Like the math isn't mathing.
Yeah.
So I just like texted him and said, thank you. I was like, I really appreciate it. Like that was really nice of you to do. Mm-hmm. I never told my partner that you did that.
I wouldn't
time.
Either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because it just, you know, and I just didn't know, like, how do you say that
mm-hmm.
without, you know,
yeah,
something
absolutely.
Seeming suspicious because nothing happened. He just did it to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you see the bird again? You just saw like a story?
I just randomly went to her story because I haven't talked to her in a while. I was like, oh, I'm going to just check out her story. And I saw the bird thing. So I donated anonymously. And then I get a text from her saying, thank you. And I was like, what? I could have sworn I pressed anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it was worth it though, because the bird got the help he needed right before he died 2 weeks later.
The bird ended up passing.
No.
So she used, but she did use it for a good cause. Yeah. She ended up like having like a whole, like, because you have to, you know, deal with the death of the bird properly. So she was able to put it towards all like the medical bills and stuff like that. But
I thought I was saving a bird's life and nope.
Aw. So you were stalking Alexis? Because you don't randomly just go like, oh, let's go. No. Oh, there's a bird. Okay.
It was like in between stalking and checking in. So it was like stalking in. I was stalking in.
So low level stalking.
Yeah, low level stalking. Okay, okay.
Like check her page like once a week kind of thing.
No, it was probably less than that.
Like once every 2 weeks.
Because I was
using
my own account. I wasn't using like a burner account. That's super stalker.
Because you can just go search on Instagram. Like, who am I thinking right now?
I was just shocked. I just didn't, because you had unfollowed me, I think, at that point already. And I was just like, oh, okay. Just like, you know, I just never in a million years would have thought that he would have been the one to do that. Like if we didn't find out who donated, I don't think I ever would have thought that you... It was you that did it.
I would have told you once I won your heart, I was just waiting for the right time to win you. And then I'd be like, hey, baby girl, I know it's our wedding day, but guess who paid for that bird? Yeah, boy.
She'd be like, whoa. So when did you start following her after that? Did you follow her after the bird incident?
No.
Or,
I don't think so.
You just still not followed?
Yep, still not followed. I just said, you're welcome. Because that was a text. She texted me and said, thank you. I was like, oh, I could have sworn it was anonymous. Oh, nothing. It's okay. You're welcome. And then didn't talk again. She's still in a relationship. Then I think I got into one. And then David Alvarez of the David Alvarez YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So we shot the video. We looked at each other's dating profiles, and ours just matched up really well.
How did it match up? Yeah, like, what does that mean?
Like, she did this. She does this impression of Tantar. Tantar from Tarzan.
And so
she did it in the voice part of the Tinder profile. And then all the guys I was sitting with when we were watching the girls, they were like, what's that? I was like, it's Tantar from Tarzan. And
then
I finished the quote with her, and they were like, what is that? And I was like, what do you mean, what is that?
Can I hear
do it?
Yeah,
you
can you
hear it?
Yeah,
it's loud.
Please.
It's loud.
It's okay.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Hey, Ma! Are you sure this water is sanitary? It looks questionable to me.
You know
that,
right?
Yeah, Tantar.
Yeah, and none of the other guys recognized that. And I was like, what? And then there was some other stuff that she, or then we had to rank our profiles, and she ranked me really high, and I ranked her really high.
You ranked me number one.
I did.
You ranked me number one.
And then afterwards,
I think I ranked you number one too.
Afterwards, I got in the car to go home, and I had my phone open in my hand to message her, and I was like, okay, what do I do? I was like, I ended on a really good line. Now I gotta start it back up with a really good line. And I was like, what do I do? And I'm driving home, I'm thinking, I'm like, and then, ding, and she said, what's up, shoddy?
No, what's up, shoddy?
She said, she said, hey, it was really good to see you. And I was like, I threw my phone. not out the window, but I threw it in the car. Like, And then I picked it back up, and I was like, oh. And I think I pulled over to respond to the text, because I had to give it some thought. It wasn't like one of those things where you could drive and like text
to
down
you. I like didn't send that on a whim either, though. I like called my best friend at the time, and I was like, I sent her your picture, and I was like, I think this guy's really cute. Should I reach out? And she was like, do it. And I was like, I'm scared. And she, interestingly enough, she looked at me and she was like, I don't know what it is, but I think you're going to end up with this guy. Just through a photo.
I didn't know that part. You never told me this.
Whoa.
Just through a photo. And I was like, okay, F it. And then I texted you.
Which picture was it?
I don't know. I remember you had a nose ring in it, though.
You had a nose ring?
I did have a nose ring.
But I don't remember which one it was.
Did you like the nose ring? You want me to get it again?
You can.
All right.
I like you without it, but you can.
You look good with it.
You looked good with it. You look good either way.
I got it for like 3 or 4 months, and then it finally started healing, and then Deji asked me to box. Come on! I just got that nose ring!
I kind of prefer you without it, but...
Okay, no, I don't
good,
want
But you looked good with it.
Aw, no, this is good. This is so nice.
So I didn't send that. I guess I never told you that.
No, you didn't tell me that. I didn't know. I thought you were just like, oh, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
Yeah, I was like on FaceTime with her, and I was
How does that make you feel?
I was like really giddy. Yeah.
I thought I was the only nervous one.
So you both planned out how to reply, but then Alexis beat you, Alex, to it.
I was in the motion of planning. She finished playing.
I didn't know if you were going to text me, so I was on the phone with my friend. I was like, I was like, I don't know if I should. I was like, should I wait for him? And she was like, well, what if he doesn't?
Text.
Wow. And I was like, it's going to take you forever.
No, yeah. I can do it. Okay. What do you think you said? Really good to see you?
Hey, it was really good to see you.
It was really, wait, let's see. Really good
to see you.
Alexis, let's see. No. Maybe good to see you, Alexis. Dang it.
Nothing. Wait, right, so were you following her at the time after you that video or what?
After that video, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess I never told you that. I think for a long time I like hinted at something that you didn't know that I told my friend at the time, and you begged me to tell you, and you finally forgot about it, and now you're hearing it for the first time on this podcast.
Oh, is it this? Is this it? Wait. There it is. I found it.
I just said it was.
She said it was good to see you! Exclamation point. And I said, happy I got to see you today too. Hope it doesn't take another year to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it won't, accept my pattern request.
Oh, yeah, I requested you on the pattern.
Yeah, because we had a conversation about that.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I knew I could find it. If you just go to text and type in what you think they said, it'll pop up.
Yeah, that's so funny. Wow. But yeah, so I didn't send that on a whim.
And then we went to Yamashiro for our first date. I consider something else our first date.
He considers something else our first date.
So how far after that moment did you go on your first date?
Oh, like a week. Oh, like less than a week.
Nice.
I remember she canceled. Oh, I canceled?
You canceled.
Mm-hmm. She canceled the first one.
Yeah.
And I was like, And then I remember saying, or she said, actually, I can't make it that day. And I was like, man, I had this whole like, reservation at Yamashiro. I was super excited. And then she said, I know, but we can reschedule. I didn't have a reservation at Yamashiro. I was just trying to talk her into not canceling.
Yeah.
So right after that text, I called Yamashiro. I was like, yo, I need a reservation for another day.
It was really, I did it like that weekend. I think we did it on like Saturday.
It was only
something.
Postponed a couple days, but I was like, oh no, maybe like I can't let her cancel because maybe there's another reason. Maybe she, like, if I let this one pass, it won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to be like, I had Yamashiro, Michael Bublé was going to sing a song for us.
Tried to FaceTime me when I said I had to reschedule.
Yeah.
And I remember being so thrown, I didn't answer it.
Yeah.
I don't think I answered it. I was too scared. I was like, why are you FaceTiming me right now? I was like doing errands to Trader Joe's with like no makeup. And I was like, don't FaceTime me like this, like out of the blue.
Yeah.
So how did they go? What were your thoughts on Alex on the date?
The first date?
Yeah, the very first date.
He was nervous. Oh. He was so nervous. You didn't open up until the second half.
I think I just had to, because I had to figure out people's humor before I make jokes, before I'm myself, because like, so I had to figure that out. And once I figured it out, I was fine.
But you were nervous at the beginning. He was kind of quiet, mm-hmm. and I felt a little nervous too. So mm-hmm. I think it was like a little nerve-wracking at the beginning, and then when we went bowling was when he really started to like
it was right after.
Warm up.
Mm.
Yeah.
He made a bet that if he got a turkey, he was allowed to. I told him, no, I don't kiss on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, if I get a turkey in bowling, can I kiss you on the cheek? And I was like, fine.
And this is probably like our second game, and I didn't get one strike the whole game before.
Uh-huh.
I got a turkey.
You got a turkey.
I was like, I don't think I've ever done this in my life.
No way.
That's crazy.
I locked in, boy. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not even that good in bowling.
I'm not. Mm. That's why I was like, what? I was just trying to use all my chakras, trying to focus. I was like, okay, do it just like they do on TV. Boom, first strike, second strike, third strike. I turned around, she's like. I turned around like. And so but I was nervous because I was like, I didn't have a conversation with anybody, but I was like, I'm probably gonna marry this girl as well before the first date. But we actually had a first date before that.
There was a first date before bowling or Yamashiro.
Yep. I don't count it as our first date, but he does. Do you want to tell it?
What is a first date? Just
okay,
like,
well,
hang
okay,
out?
Let me
What's
preface
considered?
This. Well, let me preface this. So we had been still friends. We were still following each other at that point. I was having severe relationship issues in the relationship that I was in at the time. And we were not together. We were like fully not together. Mm. And I don't know how.
Was it a break or you guys broke up?
No, we broke up. Okay. We broke up.
But you guys,
we got back together.
Yeah, but you guys have done that before. You guys
we
break
had
up,
done
get back
that.
Together,
it was very.
Up,
it was. Like, it was mm-hmm. a very sort of on and off. It was like kind of like my first really on and off relationship. Mm-hmm. We were definitely weren't together, and I don't know how we sort of. I don't know how, but we ended up. He wanted to hang out, and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna go to the park and play fetch with my dog." I was like, "You're welcome to come and meet me here if you'd like." But I was kind of like, I was still kind of like heartbroken. Yeah. So for me,
I think I recently actually got out of a relationship too. So we talked about our exes a lot, but
yeah,
we did sit at the park. We sat under this tree. There was purple petals all over the place, some falling during our experience together.
Whoa.
And this random guy was playing the drums, walking around the park by himself. And I was like, yo, that was some romance, if you ask me. I was like, that was a great first date. And she's like, it wasn't a date. I was like, I don't know. We were laying on petals.
I think that was kind of a date. You know what purple means?
What?
Fresh air. It's basically new beginnings.
Fresh start, new beginning.
Yeah. And you know what beating on the drums mean?
What?
Solid foundation.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Are you just making this up right now?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
It was really random. It was like, now that I look back at it, I'm like, wow, that could really be romanticized.
Yeah.
Because we were just chilling at the park, and it was just like right around the time where like it was spring, and so things were like starting to bloom, mm-hmm. and like, yeah, there was like...
And it was great. Everything was magical. We had a great time. She got back with her ex.
Oh, nice.
Nope.
So nice.
And then, so that was our first date in my eyes. And then she got back with her ex for a while, and then we saw each other at the dating show.
Yeah.
Is that a date, though?
I don't know. There was a drummer, and there was petals falling all around us.
Yeah. You had commonalities, though. You had someone to talk about or relate to, which is great.
Yeah. So then now, 2 years later, we're on the Spicy Fruit podcast every Monday.
Yes. Yeah. It's definitely like an interesting sort of thing. The fact that I had like met him technically like mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah.
And like never in a million years did I think that I would be dating that annoying kid on the basketball team.
Yeah, I know. How
never
do you feel
in a
about
trillion
that?
Years.
Like, how do you feel about, I guess when you guys first started dating, he likes vlogging a lot and putting stuff in public.
Oh, yeah.
How were your thoughts
YouTuber,
on that?
Right?
Yeah.
It was a conversation. I remember at the beginning of our relationship, I was definitely like not super, I wouldn't say I wasn't camera friendly. I just like wasn't really in that realm or that world at all. So I didn't really like being sort of, which is why initially when you like caught me on your vlog and I was like, I didn't want to be on camera. I remember when we first started dating, I just remember sort of briefly having a conversation with you and just saying that like I took our relationship very, very seriously, and I like there are certain things that I was like, I just want to make sure that there are things that are just for us mm-hmm. that like aren't for everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really
vlog our relationship that much. Like, maybe at the beginning,
we
and then
did.
I just stopped blogging altogether.
Yeah, we did. Well, we did for a little while, but then I sort of was just like, it felt a little unfair for me to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, hindsight's 2020, but I was just like, you know, that was his livelihood. That was like his lifestyle at the time. So I didn't think it was really fair for me to say like, hey, I don't super... But it was coming from a place of like, there are things that I hold very sacred and private. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to make sure that that was sort of... kept you know,
how did you
us.
Take it that
I think it was fine. I think I was just like, okay, cool, we'll just do challenges, we won't do like life stuff.
Yeah.
But I still vlog, I still vlogged, and I think she realized, oh, it's not anything personal, it's more like, what are we doing today? Mm. Instead of like, tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah.
No,
so
it's good.
Yeah, so it's fun.
Yeah, boundaries are super important, and I'm glad you settled that in the beginning, just like, hey, this is, you know, this is what I like, and respect this about my part of my life. And
it was just new too.
Yeah.
I think like it just wasn't something that I was used to. So once I sort of got comfortable in like being in them, and then sort of seeing mm-hmm. like your day-to-day life and how I meshed into it, I think it made more sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at first I just think it was a little overwhelming for me.
YouTubers. Yeah. These damn YouTubers.
But he understood. He was so great at like, he's very understanding.
Yeah.
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 It's okay.
That's okay.
I have a question for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay, hit me. Oh, hold on. What's your question, sir?
Who is your favorite girlfriend of mine, and why is it Alexis?
No, absolutely Alexis.
Yeah, but why?
Because I've never seen you happy.
Oh, that's good.
Like, I've never seen you, like, as happy as you are now, the way you, I don't know, just glow. And I feel like she has impacted you and, I guess, molded you into just a more complete Alex.
There you go.
Yeah. And she's super nice. Alexis, you're super kind and nice. I think you have a very high intelligence as far as like being practical. That's why that's why I like Monette so much. I love her so much because she's so intelligent and so practical with just how she goes about her life. And I feel like you inspire Alex, maybe subconsciously, sometimes maybe, you know, here and there just be mindful and just grow. Yeah. I feel like you've helped Alex grow a lot. Yeah. And I see that in him.
He's helped me grow a lot too. I don't know if he realizes it, but I think that is something that's super important in healthy relationships, is being able to help each other grow and get through, like, we broke down some pretty big walls with each other and we're still learning. But I think that that's like the ultimate thing to have with a partner, is feel like you're just constantly evolving and growing. And like, I feel like in a lot of ways he's made me a better person.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. What do you think is the most important, I guess, secret to a lasting relationship? Let me ask both of you. Alex, starting with you.
Anime.
Oh, I was about to say that too.
We do watch, I've always watched anime my whole life, but I've never watched as much anime as I've watched in the last 2 years. Because really? I just rewatch stuff. I watch new stuff. All we do is watch anime. That's pretty much all we watch when we're together.
Yeah.
When we're separate, she'll watch her reality shows, and I'll watch other animes.
Yeah.
But when we're together, we watch all these animes.
Wow. Did you watch anime before?
Not at all.
Honestly, I didn't even get it. I was like, I never thought that it was something that I would get into. And then we watched One Punch Man, which we initially watched that subbed. Mm-hmm. Which I prefer for One Punch Man for sure. Subbed, so good. The guy who voices Saitama.
Yep.
So Saitama. Good. And then we watched the dubbed for the second season, and I hated the dubbed.
Oh. Well, the second season is not as good anyways.
But I just didn't like the guy who dubbed, because I just think so much comedy comes from the voice and like how sort of like monotone, and like I just feel like it was a lot funnier subbed, and like hearing the actual voice that it's supposed to be rather than the dubbed version. But and then after that we watched My Hero, and that's when I really got into it, and was like, I got like, I loved My Hero, and from there I just sort of spiraled. We like watched that whole thing. Yeah. We're like completely caught up, and that took a while. And we tried to watch something else, and I was like, I kind of want to watch another anime. And he was what? And he like grabbed the remote. He was like, oh, hold on.
Yeah. I got options.
And
no,
we've been on a kick. Like, I like don't really like
list
watching
them out.
Other things.
List them out, baby girl.
Oh my God, we've watched so many. I don't even know if I can name them all. We've watched One Punch Man, My Hero Academia, Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer. What was that one?
Spy Family, Dragon Ball Super,
Dragon Ball Z, Naruto.
Naruto Shippuden.
Okay. What was that one on Netflix we watched where they were like the gods?
Oh, God of Ragnarok.
Was that what it was?
I think so.
So good. Yeah. God of Ragnarok.
We watched Avatar Last Airbender.
Last Airbender.
We watched...
Airbender? I don't think it's an anime, though.
I think it's American anime. That's what someone told me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there was other ones, but yeah.
We watched
a lot.
We've gotten into like...
That's wild. I'm so happy you've gotten to anime, because sometimes it's so hard to get into anime. Especially
It's not easy to get people into it.
It's not.
Yeah. No, I love it. Like, he's always making the joke of like, when are you going to give it up and like
one day,
stop pretending that you like anime?
Man, I can't believe I've pretended to like anime this long. I'm like, I knew it!
Been this long. If anything, I'm the one that's like, is there any more animes that we can watch?
Oh, wow. How did you feel, Alex, when she started liking anime?
The first one, I was like, oh, okay. Maybe she likes it. And then we watched another one. I was like, oh. But I'm still, every time I'm like, one day she'd be like, I'm kind of over anime. And I'm like,
I feel like by that point, we've already watched almost all of them. Like, we watched so many. So, but I really enjoy it. But
Man.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Because I tried getting Monette into anime.
Yeah.
For years before she actually, it took me a while. Yeah. Because I would like, before bed, I would just watch anime and she would like just doze off. She's yeah. Like,
which one got her?
What? One Punch Man.
Oh,
that's a good bridge.
It's a good segue. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's just so much action and it's so. It's nice because you're not like it's so much to watch. Like mm-hmm. there's never any parts where I was like, oh, this is kind of boring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's just so much action to it. This is what I like.
Yeah. And even at the boring parts, it was funny, like dry
yeah,
humor.
He was so yeah, funny.
She
yeah.
likes The Office. So I was like, oh, she likes the dry humor. Maybe One Punch Man.
Yeah.
And it worked. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I got to say though, like it's kind of tough for One Punch Man being the first because it parodies a lot of the other animes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. but it's also a good one to start.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's kind of like, oh.
Mashal is very good too. But Mashal. I feel like it's a little corny for first timers because they'd be yeah. like, this is kind of cringy. But then once you realize anime yeah. is just kind of like that, then yeah. you're like, oh.
I love Mashal.
Yeah. You guys need to finish Haikyuu.
Oh, because
that was the anime that got Monette.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think for us, like, it's really just like, especially when we have really busy weeks, like uh-huh. he's always busy throughout the week. So when we want to like, just like chill out when he comes home, like I feel like the last thing we both want to do is just like sit and read. Like
yeah.
I think we really just want to be able to like kind of be a little bit mindless while we're watching.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
when it's only subbed, like you have to read. And if you yeah. miss a second, like we sort of like to like play a game on our phone or just like really just like have a chill night.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that with
yeah.
anything subbed.
Because if it's dubbed, then I could be like, oh, I gotta go pee, but don't have to pause it because I can hear it because the bathroom's closed.
Yeah.
But if it's subbed, you can't
yeah.
do that. So there's yeah. little things like that. Or we'll if we want to go get a snack, mm-hmm. we have to pause, and I hate pausing the TV.
Yeah.
Okay, you get to it.
But yeah, we'll
I promise
it.
You, it's so
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Every single podcast, we talk about anime
I
here.
Know.
It's pretty cool. I'm like, I don't know if the audience likes it, but we're just going to sprinkle it, and hopefully
no
one day
anime.
We'll convince
no
them.
Anime.
You said that in the last video, too. Roy asked the question and was like, what do you think is like the most important part about a healthy relationship? And at the same, you went, anime. And I was like, communication.
Communication is hard. I'm like, well, whenever
it took a breath of the same
no
time.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely,
it's hard
because
yeah.
whenever I guess I get into like an argument with Monette, my wife, I'm more like you, Alexis, which is just kind of like, I can't do with this right now,
yeah.
give me a break. And then Monette's like Alex, so yeah. it's kind of
oh,
like,
oh really?
Yeah, it's yeah. like, all right, talk to me now. What's happening? So
yeah.
Yeah.
it's just a way of navigating, like, when is the right time?
So how do you guys how'd that resolve itself?
So we're still working on it. I mean, it gets better over time. Just the more you kind of put your mind into figuring out how to talk about the
yeah.
arguments.
Yeah.
I think she's always ready, but me, I just have to be ready sooner.
Because
yeah.
the more you wait, it's like...
Yeah, the more they have to sit in it. And that's not really
yeah.
fair to them. But I just
yeah.
like I just need a second. And
yeah,
by
same.
The time we get to that point where we talk about it, I will say, like, there have been a few times where you'd be like, oh, I can see how you maybe saw it that way, but, like, not the intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so we definitely were able to, like, talk through it. But
yeah.
in the moment,
yeah,
your girl was not having it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just stubborn. I'm just very, very stubborn. So sometimes I would just go to sleep. That's not good.
Yeah.
Never go to sleep when you're in an argument, everybody.
Yeah.
That's how you...
We don't do that anymore at all.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
If it is something and she doesn't want to talk about it right away, she at least tells me what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way we can both think about it. And she's not processing the wrong information.
Yeah.
So she says something like, whoa, before you go off and process, this is what actually happened. This didn't happen. This is how... This is what it was meant.
Mm.
And then she can go process. And then
yeah.
I can think... I don't really process. I just kind of like just tap my toe and try not to panic.
But I think now, like, I do know his intention and stuff like that. Like, you don't really need to do that anymore. Like when you're like, whoa, before you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know his intention, but I still am like, this is why I feel this way. This
yeah.
is why it made me upset. Like, I'm not angry, but I just want you to know, like, maybe
yeah.
why this might make me feel this way. And then we can just talk about it. Like, I don't think we ever really fight. Like, we never like
yeah.
We never screamed at each other. We never yelled. Even our biggest fight, we never like yelled at each other. It
yeah.
was just like, we've just sort of, we've actually always been really good about
mm-hmm.
being very respectful to each
yeah.
other, even when we're upset.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think that's really important too. Yeah.
Well, it seems like you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
We do our best.
Just like the way what I'm listening to.
Yeah,
you're doing
yeah.
great.
I think another problem we had to get through was like just bringing past trauma in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I had crazy exes where they were always mad. So then I got to the point where I was always scared and always watching what I say and always like, oh, are you mad? Are you mad? Oh, mm-hmm. wait, what, are you okay? And yeah. so I brought that into our relationship, and then she brought in her stuff too. So it was...
I have trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have trauma. Yeah.
We all have trauma.
I was also part of his crazy ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you mad at me, Erwin?
Yeah.
I mean, you, yeah,
oh,
I guess.
That might be what it was from.
Oh, I traumatized you.
I was scared you were mad at me when we right before we broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
And then you just, I feel like when you say that to me, are you mad at me? I was like, okay, I can be mad at you. I guess so. I am mad at you.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that is something I definitely had to work on too. It was just like bringing mm-hmm. my past trauma into this relationship. I started seeing a therapist over it too, because there's just things that I personally had to work through that had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
And it was really helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think that just being able to like, nobody's perfect, and acknowledge nope. that even you yourself, especially when you're being stubborn, mm-hmm. like you're not perfect, your partner's not going to be perfect, and you always have to remember that it's you and your partner against the problem. It's not your partner versus you.
Mm.
It's you two against the problem and how you both work together to fix that problem. Facts. Rather than fighting each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah, this is probably this is the most progress I've made in a relationship, because past ones, it was always the same. Like no matter how long we were together, it was just never really progressed. They would always get mad about the same thing. I would always get annoyed by the same thing or mad about the same thing, and we never really worked to make it work. We just was like, you change, like, no, you change, and then so it didn't. But with us, it's like nothing changes if nothing changes. So we're both flexible and willing to be like, oh, I can see your side. Oh, I can see your side, and I think it's why we're fiancés.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think just following up on that, I think just having a purpose as well of where you want to
your
relationship to be.
Yeah.
And you said fiancé. Are you guys talked about marriage already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We've talked about
it. I haven't popped the question, but we both have the same end goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anime.
Yeah. Yes.
Nah.
Just anime partners for life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because when I engaged or proposed to Monette, we didn't talk about marriage at all.
Really?
I had to just kind of guess.
Oh,
no way.
Like we knew. So you were scared then?
Yeah, I was afraid.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I mean, we were together probably like 7-8 years. Yeah.
Before you proposed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just you guys were together for a minute.
Yeah, eight years, everybody. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Shut up, everyone. She was in dental school, and she had to go to, like, get her bachelor's. But anyways, that took 8 years, and I didn't want to, like, propose when she was in dental school.
Had a lot going on.
Just, add extra stress.
So, like, you were nervous she might say no.
I wasn't nervous that she might say no. I just, like, nervous that we didn't really talk about marriage at all, and I kind of had to guess.
Oh,
It's like, oh, shit, this is the ring that she wanted.
Yeah.
I know she likes... like diamond.
So you were nervous. You weren't nervous she was gonna say no. You were nervous she was gonna say not yet.
No.
Because you weren't sure she was ready yet. Because you guys didn't talk about it.
I don't know why I was nervous. I think we just didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, because
you don't know, like at that point you don't really even know if she wants to get married or like what that means to her.
Because
marriage for people can just mean different things. Mm-hmm. You know, which is why some people prefer not to.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Communication, everybody.
Communication.
You gotta talk.
Yeah, I was talking to Zach, my North Carolina friend, and he was like, I was like telling him, I was like, he's like, you gonna get married? You gonna have kids? I was like, bro, I want to, but I gotta wait for like this. I gotta wait till Wasabi gets off the ground. I gotta wait till I buy another house. I gotta wait till whatever. I gotta wait till this. And then he was like, dude, honestly, look, if you wait till this, by the time you get to that, there's going to be another thing you're going to wait for. And then another thing. With marriage, you just got to do it. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, I was not financially stable when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I had a kid. I was not financially ready for that. And I did it. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy. And I have a family. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's how it's always going to be. So you just got to take the leap. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Marriage is fun. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference between marriage and like not being married?
What?
It's the same, but just more, it feels better just knowing you're married.
Really?
It feels the same, like, but better. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Aww. It's just like, oh, yeah, cool, we're married. Oh, we can go. It's my wife. This is my wife.
Yeah. So we should wait 7 years?
You no, can if you want.
Why do you
want
to wait 7 years?
I want to when you're ready.
What? It's seven years is too long.
That is a long time.
Okay, good. I mean, it's not too long for everybody.
Well, what? No, I had a reason why to wait. Oh, yeah. I would have done it sooner if she didn't go.
Are you going to go to dental school? I'm not going to go to dental
school. Okay, all right. Okay, cool. I don't think we'll wait 7 years, but everybody has their own time frame.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would have done it sooner for sure.
I thought I would have had a kid and been married by 30.
30? I thought I was going to have a kid by 23.
Yeah, your dad's your age. We said this in the last pod, and he had four kids already.
He had four kids?
My dad had three kids by my age.
Times are different, bro.
Yeah.
It's so much harder to live nowadays with children. Mm-hmm. Starting a new family because the world is shit.
I know, it's scary. It's scary. Yeah, it's definitely scary.
It is
very scary,
sure scary
place.
But it's nice knowing we have support.
Yeah.
If you guys ever start a family, you have me and my support. Me and Lynette's support. And I don't know. It's just it feels good.
I was actually talking to my mom about that because we were talking about how it's really hard that like the rest of my family is on the East Coast and I'm here. And
yeah.
How, you know, when my brother has kids and when I have kids, how it's going to be really hard because she's probably going to be there for them and not mine. And I was like, well, the good thing is that like we do have a really great sense of community having, you know, your brother out here and his sister-in-law is like one of my best friends and like you guys and we've gotten so close with you guys. Like there is like this really great sense of community and knowing that like, we really needed help, we have it.
The thing is, you don't know that yet until you have like a child. I feel like parents would move.
Maybe, but I think, but my brother's over there.
Yeah,
he would move
her.
I know. I mean, that's always been sort of the goal, but I'm also like, my brother spends so much time on the East Coast now. Like, I wouldn't want him to feel like he has to uproot his life because I'm over here. Yeah. You know, that was my choice.
Then the whole crowd, the mom, dad, brother, brother's girlfriend, their kid,
I would
they all
love
have
to
move.
I would love to move them out here. Say less. Like, I would do that in a heartbeat, but it's also like, I want everyone to be where they want to be. This is where I want to be. That doesn't necessarily speak for them and what they want. And so I will say though, like just knowing that like we have like a bit of a sense of community out here and like, you know, you guys and his family and stuff, it's definitely, it makes it feel a little bit less scary.
Yeah.
How about your parents? You think they'll move?
Probably no, for the same reason. Because we still have family over there and they can't all move here. So and it's just expensive here. It's cheaper over there. You can do more stuff. But when they retire, I expect them to be over just as much as Monette's parents are over.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I was like, I told my dad, I was like, when you guys retire, come stay with us for like a month.
Yeah.
And he's like, a month? That's too long. I was like, no, but we'll split it between me and Aaron. And they're like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, come on.
Dude, I love having Monette's parents at the house. It's just like having parents around, just having company.
Her dad is so cute. I love him. He's so sweet. He's so sweet.
He just makes like dad jokes all the time.
He does.
He has like a list of like jokes in his head. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to pull this one out. All right. You know why I'm a scratch golfer?
Why?
Oh, because every time I hit the ball, I scratch my head. I'm like, oh, nice.
He's so funny. Yeah, every time I look over, he's always doing like, he's putting something somewhere.
It's so nice.
Yeah, he's so sweet. Mm.
So how do you feel about the YouTube world? Because you're super in it more than you've ever been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been in our videos. You were in Wasabi videos. You've been in Aaron's vlog. You've been in Andrew's vlog. You've been in David's videos. Yeah.
I've definitely warmed up to it a lot. I think before it was just more like I felt so strongly about what I came out here to do, which was to be an actress. And I felt for a really long time, and it was kind of not good, but I felt for a really long time if I put my focus anywhere else, it felt like I was sort of like taking away meaning from the real purpose that I was here for. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I was like, you know, 1% of the people out here trying to be actors work and become successful. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard. And at the end of the day, time stops for nobody. So why should I stop living my life over things that I have no control over, right? Like, it could be down to, you know, I've beat out hundreds and thousands of girls for auditions and it's come down to me and another girl and I still won't book it simply for reasons that I will never know. Yeah. And that might have nothing to do with me. I could look like one of the producer's ex-girlfriends and he's like, I don't want her in it. just for that reason. And I'll never know that. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with me, right?
Yeah.
So I think I've just sort of just decided that I was like, you know, I'm just going to live my life. And what comes, comes. And what works, works. And it's just no point. And like, I overstressed myself for so long. Like, mm-hmm. I would get an audition, I would stay in for days at a time. I wouldn't go out. My friends would ask me to hang out. I'd be like, no, sorry, I have an audition. Yep. The audition would be a week away. Uh-huh. And I would not leave the house because I was so just like, really like hellbent on making sure that I felt like I put every single thing that I had in me towards this so that if I didn't book it, mm-hmm. I couldn't blame myself, which is a really unhealthy way to live. I did that for a long time. And mm-hmm. then I just got to the point where I was like, man, there are so many like things that go into the fact that like I didn't book certain things that have nothing to do with me.
And just control the things that you can, like your emotions and how you deal with the outcome.
Exactly. So for me now, I'm like, I feel like definitely a lot more comfortable. And I think I know a little bit more about the world than I did before about the YouTube world.
When did you know you wanted to be an actress?
I was pretty young. Right after my competitive cheer career, I mean, mm-hmm. there's really no shelf life in that, right? Like after you graduate high school, you can either become a cheer coach mm-hmm. or you continue to cheer until your old age and, you know, eventually probably end up coaching or have kids who cheer. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was just like, what do? There was nothing that I was super like academically into. I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't want to be a lawyer. There was nothing I could think of that I was like, yeah, that could pique my interest. And mm-hmm. in the same gym that I did my tumbling classes at, there was like this acting and modeling agency. And I went in and I signed up for an improv class. And from there, I was just like, wow, I really like this. And then I went to New York and I met my now agent who I've been with for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of fell in love with it. And I was just lucky enough that my parents were supportive and I had a team who like really believed in me, my agent who really believed in me. And so we were just like, you know what, let's do it. My parents were like, I want to support your dreams. They were young parents. Aww. And they were like, you know, we want you to like live your fullest life. And if that means that, you know, we have to uproot you and put you out in LA with your mom for a couple years, then we'll do it. My parents were still married and lived separately for 2 years while she was out here with me.
Yeah, there's nothing stronger than the support of a parent. And nothing. Just get like so passionate about what you're passionate about.
Oh, I wouldn't
goes
be here.
A long, 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 long
I wouldn't
way.
Be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be sitting on this couch without them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really grateful. Cry. Don't do it.
No, no,
I won't.
No, no, no.
Do seriously. It.
Don't
cry. Alex.
No. It's okay. I did it twice. I want somebody else to cry. Aww.
No, I just really love them. Yeah. I really would not be
they
here
are awesome.
Without
her parents are awesome.
Yeah.
They're just, they tip 25% on every meal.
Like so
anywhere
kind.
We go. Yeah.
I love them so much.
Aww.
If I could have them out here, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something happier. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about YouTube hate. How you deal with that?
Oh man. I actually got my first glimpse of YouTube hate in the last month.
It got bad.
Huh?
It was really, okay, before it was really interesting.
Before we tell you what happened, something happened and she got a TikTok made about it. And how many views did she get?
It's at almost 10 million views.
Wait, what?
10 million views on a TikTok about the YouTube hate she's been getting.
Yeah.
What happened? Why people hate you?
Oh, you're about to find out.
There's no reason to hate you.
Well, that's the thing, right? I went on David's channel. And I did a video where you have to like debate, right? And so he gives you these sort of like scenarios and whether you believe in whatever topic he gave you to argue about, whether you believe in it or not, you have to debate it. Mm-hmm. I get very heated when I debate.
Sure.
When I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer. When I got older, I was like, I don't want to do that. But when I was younger, I really wanted to be a lawyer because I would just get very passionate. So I'm still like that. When I debate about things, I get very passionate. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we were doing this debate and one of our friends, her name's Tara Yummy. Mm-hmm. Love her, by the way. Like mm-hmm. She has always been, from the moment I met her, she has always been so sweet to me. I wouldn't say we were necessarily super close. Like, you know, I would see her every now and then at like events or like, you know, at a video or something random. I know a couple Taras mm-hmm. in real life.
Every Tara. Every T-A-R-A I know in the world is Tara.
It's Tara.
So it's obviously confusing that there's somebody named Tara. So it's like, oh, okay, I have to call you something I haven't called any other Tara in my life.
Mm.
My heart's racing. So in the video, I was just like debating and I mispronounced her name twice.
Oh.
And she corrected me, which I'm happy she did, right? Yeah. Like, I have no, like, she was like, it's Tara. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, mm-hmm. Tara. And, you know, I did it one more time after that. And I felt really bad. And of course, those videos get really cut up. They never caught me being like, I'm so sorry. Like, I did not mean mm-hmm. to mispronounce your name. And I felt really bad, but I knew Tara's. And so I'd gotten her name wrong a couple times, and the way it was clipped together, it just didn't look good on my part.
And then the person that she was debating against on the other team, she was like, me and Tara are friends. I consider her a friend, right?
And then, Tara said yes. Tara. Tara and said yes.
The opponent said, you don't even know her name. And then that got clipped and it has 10 million views on TikTok.
And people just, they thought I did it on purpose. And the problem is they don't know me, right? Yeah. They don't know absolutely. Alexis. They don't know, like, I'm a girl's girl. I'm a girl's girl through and through. And so, like, you know, of course it was completely accidental.
Yeah, and
but
Tara's
people,
blowing up right now. So that's why the TikTok blew up, because everybody's like, don't get her name wrong, blah, blah, blah. But then
people thought it was purposeful.
But then we went to Tara's 1 million subscriber party, and she ran into the person that said, you don't even know her name, that got all the views.
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
She was like, I'm so sorry. She was like, I had no idea that that was going to happen. And I was like, girl, I don't think any of us did. Like, it's really okay. And again, it got made to be into something that it completely wasn't. Like, Tara, she knows I love her and we've, you know, she's great. And I, of course, would never do something like that on purpose. Like, I would never purposefully mispronounce somebody's name. And then there was another snippet where there's another snippet where I was debating against her ex, Jake.
Yeah.
And I forgot what we were debating about, but I was like, oh, I think it was like something to have to do with like homie hoppers.
Yeah.
And I used him as an example because he was who I was debating with. So I was like, so for instance, if we're dating, they cut to Tara and Tara is like making this funny face as if she's mad. She's not mad at all.
Uh-huh.
That got clipped as well. And so people were just like, oh,
they
girl,
you were hitting on
be
Jake.
So fucking for real. You like got her name wrong and then you tried to hit on her boyfriend. And I was like, whoa.
Oh my goodness.
We're all friends. What? Anybody watching this?
Jake, I love Tara. I love Tara. Oh my God. And like, I'm in a happy relationship. Yeah. But like, you know, a lot of people on his channel, a lot of it's like a newer sort of audience. Like a lot of them haven't seen me on his channel before. So they don't know me. And they don't know. Probably a lot of them don't even know that I'm with Alex or like, you know, they don't know it. So they just take everything sort of at face value. But man, the comments, normally I try not to look at comments.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky enough with you that your channel and your fans have been super nice to me. Mm-hmm. And so I got a really like positive taste of like YouTube.
But when
initially,
we first started dating, I gave her, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I might be shipped with some other people or the exes I dated in the past. So just ignore that. Yeah. They're just fan people, fan girls that like are like, no, you should be with this person. So just ignore that. And then she did.
I did. But I also sort of got into a habit because I got such positivity. I would read the comments. I'd be like, oh, you know, in the comments we're fine. I started to look at the comments on David's video. They were like, oh, the girl in the green is so effing annoying. She ruined the whole video. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stop looking at these comments. I just knew immediately. I was like, oh, I'm the target. I'm not going to look at the comments anymore. Stop looking at the comments. And then my TikTok. And that is like a little bit harder like to get away from, right? Because it's my TikTok. So if I'm like opening it and I'm like opening it to all these comments or people like, you know, adding me or mentioning me and stuff, like I see that. And I was getting absolutely ridiculed over there too. And I was just like, oh man, over literally nothing.
Really nothing. It's just a little clip that people see through like a little peephole. And the thing is, they didn't even put the clip we used in apologizing.
Never.
So it's pieced together to the point where views are maximized.
I know.
And that's...
And I get it.
Very sad.
And I get it.
Yeah.
But it didn't make it easier. It definitely was... It was definitely hard. I remember I like was telling him and I was like shaking. I was just like, oh, I've just never experienced that sort of level of people who don't even know you, like telling you what they know about you.
When
you know?
We're at Tara's thing, and I didn't know this girl, but we were walking together, and I have really bad hearing, so I can't really hear things, especially when there's music blasting. But I just read her lips, and she's looking at her, and she says, "I am so sorry."
So
and
bad.
You could just see the regret, and I was like, how sorry can she be if I don't even know who this is? I'm like, "I'm a boyfriend." Yeah. What did you do?
And then I told him after, and he was like,
"Yeah." Well, she said, "I'm so sorry," and I was like, "I am definitely going to ask about that later." I walked away so they could have their conversation.
Yeah. It was very brief, but she just felt bad. I don't think any of us thought that that was you know, going to blow up the way that it did, especially on TikTok. But I even made a comment on the TikTok being like, "Hey, guys, this is like so misconstrued. Like, I apologized a couple times. Like, I'm a Tara Yummy stan. Like, we love Tara." Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, "Girl, be so fucking for real." And even then, when I was like trying to clear the air, they were like, "Girl, me when I lie." And I'm like, "What?" Like, So yeah. I just, you
can't talk to them.
We don't know anything about hate. We never gotten hate before, right?
Oh, I got, no. We're perfect. No,
you guys are perfect.
I have a whole country mad at me. A whole country doesn't like me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Have you experienced a lot of hate?
Oh, yeah, guava juice. Really? Yeah, a lot of people don't like, it's more like people not understanding kids content kind of thing, and they're like, "Oh, he's a piece of shit, he's making kids content." But that's just like mainly like the
well, our hate came from different places, because mine came from, because I was the opponent of a very popular person who was Deji, and then I was supposed to box his even more, like, significantly more popular brother, older brother, KSI.
I was around for that.
Yeah. And
that was hard.
So that's why I get so much hate from over there. Royce came from, he became so successful and so, like, he grew so fast that it's because of that. People used his name to get views.
Mm-hmm. You see, like, that's, like, and I'm sensitive. So for me, like, especially with the people that I care about, like, hearing both of you got hate, I'm just, like, it just is, like, mind-boggling, because I know you both as, like, humans, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm around you guys all the time. Mm-hmm. And to think that anybody could possibly have hatred towards either of you is just so crazy to me. It hurts me. I don't like it.
Did it affect you that much?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, I was literally sad for like a year. I was wow, maybe I shouldn't be making kids content.
That makes me mad.
But it's
but you figured out your purpose.
I figured out my purpose.
Which is
to make content that my kids would enjoy. Like, you know, I've made content for 8 years on guava juice, just looking at the comments made me realize, especially recently that I started making videos on guava juice again, that I did inspire.
Yeah,
you did
a whole generation, and both I did make their childhoods. You too.
Both of you.
I feel like my purpose is just to keep inspiring these kids, because the internet's filled with so much hate.
100%
So much.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
You know, like, really, like, it took me especially receiving all that hate, like, from this random thing. It took that for me to be like, okay, I can definitely, like, just not look at the comments, because I know who I am. I know my intentions. I know my heart. I know, you know, I know who I am.
Yep.
So if other people don't know me, they can take whatever they want at face value, but that's not who I am. And I'm happy with who I am. So whatever.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. It's hard to get to that point.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
It's hard. Like, I literally had to just, I found myself a couple times, like, about to go look and being like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Don't do that, because you're just going to get your feelings hurt for no reason.
Yeah.
Strangers.
It's weird, because hate comments, they never really got to me. Like, I would read them and then I'd be like, "Whoa, that guy really doesn't like me." And then, "Whoa, that guy super doesn't like me." And then it was more like, "Oh my gosh." Like, I think I saw it more as like, wow, to hate somebody, you have to care about somebody.
Yeah.
So these people I had never met in my life care a lot about me, even though they just hate me. They care very strongly.
I think for me, though, for the hate that I got specifically, it was more so that I was more upset that people thought that, like, my intention was rooted in something like not good. I think that's what bugged me more than anything. I, like, don't really care what you think about me.
Yeah.
It was more that, like, you thought that I could ever try to, like, hurt somebody on purpose or do something like that on purpose. Where with you, it was just sort of like, they're just like, you know, Deji stands. And so they really hate you for no reason. Mine had a little bit of context, and that's when I was like, oh, I just wish they knew. Like,
I know.
There's just like a little piece of like the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's what upsets me. It's just such a false narrative.
Right.
And it's not what you were. It's just.
It's you can't control it.
It's just how it is.
It is.
You know what I think the best dads are?
Anime.
No.
What?
I think the best dads are the dads that become dads before they're dads. And that's what you're doing.
What do you mean?
You're making content for your future kids before they're even born.
Yeah,
you guys aren't even trying to have kids and you're already working on this for them. Yeah. So that just means you're a great dad. Yeah.
I was at a birthday party last night and one of my friends has like a 2-year-old. And then I was like, oh, let's have this play. You want to ride a car? So I pretended to be his car. I just stood behind him and I used my hand as a steering wheel. And I was like, you ready to go? We're going to space. And I realized like, oh, I'm so used to that because I've done that for guava juice for so long. So it really did prepare me
to dad training.
Have like a big ass imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
I can't wait for that time for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be over all the time. Alex is going to get home and be like, where are you? And be like, I'm at Roy's and Monette's just hanging with their kid.
I'm like, what? You left our baby.
Like, yeah, their baby's really cool.
Yeah. I think the thing with David's videos is it's kind of like reality shows where like you can't control how it's going to be edited together. And it's such a open conversation that... it's not scripted.
Yeah.
So you can say something and it could be edited a certain way. So it's always scary being in his videos, but I love being in his videos. I'll never say no. If I'm free, I will always be in his videos. I love being in them because it is cool. It's like, oh, but there is a video with us coming out. We were actually on David's video. It might be out by now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple things I said that I'm hoping he cuts out.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will after this story. So we'll see. I wish I could just be like, yo, can I just get a little glimpse before you finalize it? Can I see the first draft? But I also don't want to like bother him because he's very busy. But I'm there's a couple things
I'm worried about. It's the power of editing, man. You can say one thing. I can say something like, oh, I love apples, Alex, but I hate bananas. And then they can edit it to make it look, I hate Alex. The power of editing can do a lot of different things.
There's just a couple things where I'm like, oh man, I feel like I could come off as cocky, or I could come off as like a way I don't want to come off as.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see. If it's out, go watch it. Let me know. If it's not, it's coming, and be afraid for me. Woo!
I feel like I'll get something hate.
I know.
I'm gonna say I said I was in there too, and I feel like I said something, and I'm
causing unnecessary anxiety for you two today.
Well, it was just a lot of stuff in that video that we said, so it's like,
Leaving. I literally looked at David, and I was like, they're gonna think I'm insufferable after this video. He was like, oh well. And I was like, oh well.
Well, we met on a David video, so we can't hate it.
No. I love David.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when are you guys getting engaged?
Whoa.
You said Beyonce, so you want to elaborate? Yeah, I know. How much did you talk about it? Teach me.
We talked about it.
We've big time talked
about
it.
We've talked about it enough where I'm not afraid to ask the question.
I think I've just tried my best with him just because I do feel like it gets brought up a lot.
Who, what?
No, just like everybody brings it up.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere I go.
And I've just tried like every single time after I just kind of like when we get home and we're just like talking about our day, I'm like, hey, by the way, there's no pressure. I want you to do it when you feel good and ready and we feel good and ready. And, you know, just so that he doesn't feel the pressure. And if he does, it's not coming from me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So as far as like if you were to give advice to someone who hasn't talked to their girlfriend about engagement, me, like when how I didn't talk, what advice would you give?
I don't know. I couldn't imagine proposing and not already knowing the answer. I have no idea. I'm not nervous to ask. But I am waiting until we're more settled because we're renting right now. We're going to move like in the next month or two. And then there's a lot of moving parts. But once everything kind of stops, it slows down, I don't want to give any hints away. It's just like the butthole thing. I'm not going to show you my butthole until we get married. So there's still some mystery in our relationship. So I can't give you a timeline of when I'm going to propose so that there's still mystery in our relationship. Why do you want to see my butthole, you weirdo?
I'm going to marry that butthole.
I haven't seen his butthole either.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
It's just the only thing you haven't seen on my body, and I like to keep it.
But what about me? You've seen everything.
I have.
He's seen everything.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, I helped her fart the other day, and I got my face all up in there.
You did. Yeah. You did. You
gotta
really
get used to it at some point.
Yeah. But yeah, we talked about that stuff pretty early on. I think it was more of just like gauging if that's something that I want. Because I think that is a question nowadays for people to ask, because some women don't. And that's okay. So it's okay. And some men don't.
Yeah.
And if you're both cool with that, then that is what it is. Yep. But I think we talked about it pretty early, because he was like, do you want marriage? And I was like, hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, when we first saw each other, she was like, hey, I like your shirt. I was like, are you single? She said, yes. I was like, you want to get married one day? She said, yep. I was like, how many kids? Okay, cool. All right, let's go.
Yeah, we talked about kids. We talked about...
Wow. How many kids?
Two.
If not two. Three. If not three. One.
If not one.
Four.
If not four.
Seven.
Got a blast. Absolutely not. I don't want more than three.
I told them on a podcast that hasn't come out yet that about the joke I made at the mall.
Oh.
It was a risky one.
What?
He says some risky things.
I say it and I'm like, ooh, let's see how this goes.
Oh, the mall, got it. No.
Remember? Oh yeah. Yep. It's so funny because I feel like a lot of the times you'll say stuff, and for me, I'm just kind of like, oh, that's Alex, because I know him now, and I'm just like, oh, it's like a joke. But a lot of women would not be happy with the things that you do or say sometimes.
And then I say them to see if she's one of those women, and she's not.
Yeah. Sometimes I am.
You could get mad.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, we're not going to say the joke again, but if you watch our podcast and you're an avid listener, then you know what joke we're talking about.
Yeah. but yeah, so like we've talked about sort of like kids, how many, we've talked about whether or not like LA's endgame, like if we're meant to be here. I think we both agreed that this is sort of where we want to be.
Yeah.
LA. It's so expensive here, but I love the weather, but it's so much traffic, but I love it here.
I always thought when I did settle down, I would end up in San Diego because it's out of the crazy, but now... Yeah. We got back together. The office is here. Aaron and Ronnie are nearby. We're all having kids eventually, and I want them to be around families. So we're probably just gonna end up somewhere around here.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's like closer to LA or closer to like Simi Valley or Woodland Hills or something a little farther away. But we'll
I wouldn't mind going back to like Woodland Hills.
I think it's a little too far.
Calabasas.
It's just a tiny bit.
You
too
know
far.
Where we want to end up living? What? The Pacific Palisades.
That's far.
Oh. No.
Isn't it?
It's just south of like south of Encino a little bit. Probably like 10 minutes south. That's it.
Oh, really? I thought it was further.
No, it's next to UCLA.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how far do you think that is from the office? Probably like 40 minutes, 45 minutes?
I mean, who says we ought to be here permanently?
Oh, we can move the office. Yay! Let's sign this bad boy and move.
I wouldn't mind being in Encino. Encino's a really cute area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't live in Encino.
Yeah, but if we did, it wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't mind that area.
We're in Encino school. I don't mind living there as well.
I feel like it's a little out of the way enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would probably
Encino,
be the closest.
Sherman Oaks, that whole area is nice. Mm-hmm. Like the Valley area. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah, right now we live in freaking Vegas. We have to drive.
I know. Everybody. Far. I've been in the Valley like since I moved here though. Like,
yeah, same.
The Valley is like, I love the Valley. I'm a Valley girl.
Oh yeah, us too. Well, not really. You moved when we started in Glendale. Yeah. Glendale's a Valley or nah? Not really.
Technically, I think so.
Yeah.
I
think so.
Yeah.
That is the first couples podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're gonna have her on again.
Yeah, if you want to come back on.
She guys want to
come back on.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. Yeah. And for the people watching or listening, comment down below what questions you want us to answer next, because we only talked really about like a few topics extensively.
Yeah.
So if there's more questions you guys want, comment them down below so we can do another podcast.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're going to know so much about us and our relationship, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sort of get like a little peek into...
Yeah, you learn the hardships, you learn the good times. Like, nobody's perfect, and we're the same. We're people watching, we're figuring stuff out. You're figuring stuff out, we get in fights.
It's normal.
Yeah, we fart on each other, it's good.
Yeah, you guys should make your own podcast.
YouTube. So I'll be on two podcasts?
Because I feel like a therapist today. It was nice learning about you guys, and I have to say, you guys absolutely are meant for one another.
Okay, to end this podcast, I have one more question.
What?
We have two ship names that we go by, and we have to settle on one. The Alexes or Lex Lex. The Alexes are cool because we're both in Alex, that's rare. Lex Lex is cool because it matches Ron Ron.
Yeah.
Mm.
So which one would you go by if you were us?
I'll do the Lex Lex.
Done. So it is finally official. Hashtag LEXXLEX. The Lex. No, not the. Just Lex Lex. Okay.
Period.
See you guys on the next podcast next Monday. I'm Roy.
I'm Alex.
I'm Coda.
Okay.
Bye.